Georgia real estate headlines. Georgia seller commission rates. What pros need to know for 2026. A new guide breaks down what home sellers can expect to pay in real estate commission in Georgia and how they can save money. Understanding current commission trends helps Georgia agents better advise clients and stay competitive in listing conversations. Review the full commission breakdown to sharpen your client consultations. /www.realestatewitch.com/average-realestatecommission-georgia/. Georgia real estate headlines. Fulton County assessment notices. Mid-June mailing date set. The Fulton County Board of Assessors plans to mail annual notices of assessment in mid-June. Real estate professionals in GA need to prepare clients for potential valuation changes that affect transactions, appeals, and tax planning in one of the state's largest markets. Track notices at ht/fultonassessor.org/ and calendar appeal deadlines once received. Georgia real estate headlines. Georgia Department of Revenue expands online property records access for county tax offices. The Department of Revenue provides a centralized list of links to county tax office websites where property valuation assessments and tax collection information can be accessed. Real estate professionals in GA can efficiently verify property valuations, assessment records, and ad valorem tax status across counties through a single state resource. Bookmark the DOR's property records portal to streamline due diligence on Georgia properties. https://door.georgia.gov/property-records-online. Georgia real estate headlines. Georgia agent commission rates, what the data shows by city. Colibri Real Estate School breaks down average real estate commission rates for agents across different Georgia cities. Understanding local commission benchmarks helps Georgia agents competitively price their services and negotiate with confidence. Review the city-by-city commission breakdown at the link below to see how your market compares. Georgia real estate headlines. Georgia commission rates edge below national average per new survey. A February 2026 survey found the average real estate commission in Georgia is 5.66%, slightly under the national average of 5.70%. Local agents can benchmark their fee structures against verified statewide data when discussing commission expectations with clients. Review the full survey findings at ht/listwithclever.com/average-real-estate-commission-rate/Georgia/. Georgia real estate updates. Average Georgia real estate commission rate, what pros should know. A new breakdown reveals how much Georgia homeowners typically pay in realtor commissions and offers strategies to help sellers retain more proceeds. Understanding local commission benchmarks equips Georgia agents to better position their value and guide seller conversations in today's market. Review the full commission analysis and seller tips at the link below. Georgia real estate updates. Gwinnett County Tax Assessor's Office unveils property ownership database for GA real estate pros. The Gwinnett County Tax Assessor's Office provides property ownership data containing property details such as ownership and values for parcels. GA real estate professionals gain direct access to verified property ownership and valuation data, essential for comps, prospecting, and due diligence in one of the state's largest markets. Access the database at the source URL below to integrate Gwinnett County parcel data into your research workflow. Georgia real estate updates. Georgia Assessors Portal. Centralized access to parcel, tax, and GIS data across all GA counties. Georgia Assessors is a single portal providing access to online parcel, tax digest, and GIS data for every county in Georgia, with search capabilities by owner name, address, parcel number, and more. Real estate professionals can streamline due diligence, valuation, and comparable sales research across all 159 Georgia counties from one starting point. Bookmark this portal to quickly access county-level property data and tax assessment resources statewide. Georgia real estate updates. GA Commission Guide, How Rates Are Split, Who Pays, and How to Negotiate. A comprehensive guide breaks down average real estate commission in Georgia, including rate splits, payer responsibilities, and strategies for negotiating commissions. Understanding commission structures helps Georgia agents maximize earnings and stay competitive amid evolving industry trends. Explore commission calculators and salary guides to sharpen your pricing strategy. Background and context. A 5-minute checklist before pulling a building permit. The most rejected permit applications fail on documentation completeness, not project merit. A reliable pre-submission check covers four things. 1. Parcel zoning matches intended use. 2. Setback dimensions match the survey. 3. Any required HOA or design review sign-off is attached. 4. Contractor license number is valid and unrestricted in the issuing jurisdiction. Permit resubmission resets the queue clock in most GA jurisdictions, adding 2 to 6 weeks to a project. Catching documentation gaps before submission is the cheapest schedule recovery tool an owner has. Save the checklist next to your permit application template and run it before every submission. Background and context. When a Phase 1 environmental site assessment is non-negotiable, a Phase 1 ESA is required for most commercial loans and is strongly recommended whenever a site has had industrial, gas station, dry cleaner, or auto repair use in its history. The ESA itself does not test soil. It researches historical use and identifies recognized environmental conditions that may justify a Phase 2, which does test. CERCLA liability for contamination attaches to current owners regardless of who caused the contamination. A Phase 1 performed before purchase establishes the innocent landowner defense, which is otherwise nearly impossible to claim. Order the Phase 1 early in diligence. Turnaround is typically 2 to 3 weeks. Background and context. When and how to appeal a property tax assessment. Most GA jurisdictions allow appeals in a narrow annual window after assessments mail. The strongest appeals lead with 3 comparable sales from within 6 months and a half-mile radius and explicitly address why the subject differs from the assessor's comp set, typically condition, location, or improvements that were overcounted. Successful appeals reduce the assessed value for the appeal year and often reset the baseline for future years. Even a 10% reduction compounds over a decade of ownership. Mark your assessment mailing date in your calendar and start gathering comps 60 days before.